VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says the United States will begin imposing a 5% tariff on all goods from Mexico starting June 10th. If Mexico does not stop illegal immigrants coming across its borders. On Twitter, Mr. Trump said until the illegal immigration problem is remedied, the tariff will continue to rise starting July 1st and rising as high as 25% by October 1st. He said the tariffs will be removed once there is a solution. The president has made comments before accusing Mexico of not doing enough to stop Central American migrants from traveling through the country on their way to the United States. Mexico's deputy foreign minister for North America said it would be disastrous if Trump goes through with his threat to impose the tariffs. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says that special counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision on whether President Trump obstructed justice. Barr made the statement in an interview with CBS. And as AP's Sagar Magani reports, President Trump Thursday accused Mueller of being against him from the start.
The president's been saying nearly every day the investigation fully cleared him of criminal activity.
There's no obstruction, there's no collusion, there's no nothing.
That's not what Mueller said. Emphasizing Justice Department rules meant charging the president with a crime was not an option. That led to an eruption on the White House driveway.
Mueller is a true never-Trumper.
The president falsely claiming Mueller's conflicted because he wanted to be FBI director again and was rejected. He adds Mueller never should have even been named special counsel, though it was the Trump Justice Department that chose him. Sagar Magani at the White House.
According to Reuters, a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance to a military training center in the Afghan capital Thursday, killing at least six people and wounding six others, according to police and security officials. This is VOA News. 30 years after student-led pro-democracy protests centered on Beijing's Tiananmen Square turned deadly, the United States is calling the Chinese government's violent suppression of the peaceful demonstrations a full-on massacre. State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas told VOA Thursday during a press briefing that the U.S. has called for and will continue to call for, as others have in the international community, a full public accounting for those killed, detained, and missing. Human rights groups believe several hundred to several thousand people were killed when tanks rolled through Tiananmen Square to squelch the demonstrations. According to Amnesty International, over recent weeks, police in China have detained, placed under house arrest, or threatened dozens of activists who are seeking to mark the June 4th anniversary, as well as relatives of those killed. Chinese scientists have discovered that carbon dioxide is more efficient to use in fracking than water. Fracking is the controversial process in which water or other fluids are injected into underground rocks at high pressure to release oil and natural gas deposits. U.S. environmentalists have denounced the process because of the huge amounts of water needed, the contamination of underground water supplies, and small earthquakes that it may trigger. In a new report in a journal, scientists from the Chinese Academy of Sciences and China University of Petroleum discovered that using CO2 instead of water resulted in as much as 20 times more oil. The U.S. Border Patrol Agency says that over 1,000 migrants were found crossing the border as a group early Wednesday. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection calls it the largest group of migrants caught illegally crossing the southern border. The agency says more than 1,000 migrants crossed the border around 4 a.m. Wednesday near El Paso, Texas, and it happened quickly. Authorities say the entire group crossed in about 5 minutes. President Donald Trump shared a video on Twitter showing the migrants going underneath a chain-link fence. They were later picked up by Border Patrol agents. I'm Mike Rossia.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports. Opponents of a census question on citizenship are alleging that a longtime Republican expert on redistricting sought its inclusion.
A court filing by the ACLU and other opponents of the citizenship question told a New York court, new evidence reveals that Dr. Thomas Hoffeller played a significant role in orchestrating the addition of the question to the 2020 census. Hoffeller died last year, and lawyers are quoting his documents that say the question would give an electoral advantage for Republicans and non-Hispanic whites.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vander. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors again as we make our first stop today, the land of Ghana, with George Dako in Nwawando. And right after that, Siwo by Monique Seka of Cote d'Ivoire and Jarabi in the remix by Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone. But first to Ghana, George Dako in Nwawando, and this is beautiful, the love of my life.
I'm in your
soul star. Massive, you know? Follow me.
Yeah, man, that's the moose. I'm Ben's man, you know?
Jerabi, baby, come on close. Yeah, put your dreams in my care. Don't waste it, woman of my dream. Come let me tell you how you make me feel. You make my life on my mind. Feel like I'm near heaven for true, true blessing, straight from above.
Wind up, me and the girls them jano, we your feet wind up. Love you see the girls them when them a wind up. We and the girls them jano, we your feet join up. Love you see the girls them when them a wind up. We and the girls them jano, we your feet wind up. Love you see the girls them when them a wind up. We and the girls them jano, we your feet join up. African girls them a me jarabi. Love fi me sell and then tell me sell me mwabi. Indian girls them a me jarabi. Love them in the hotel room and all in the lobby. Sierra Leone girls them a me jarabi. Tell me when it nice and even trip me when it stormy. Breton girls them a me jarabi. Me and them a girl a rasta now we a fi party.
Sometimes what I them ask say? Myself,
yo,
where girls them would I be without two girls?
Yeah, man.
Yet it is as if there has never been such a time.
Sexy.
When I feel cast aside by society,
Jerabi.
Only you give me warmth and understanding. You create my laughter, you are my love. You bring me joy each and every day. Lord, truly smile on me for giving me you. Jerabi, I love you forever.
Forever, baby. When she a move and a shake up, be a sexy girl and with the Benz man take up. The girls them farm I and I come for rake up. And in a me back make them know say it no cake up. And this a girl a rasta know we a fi wake up.
Jerabi baby,
yeah, man.
Come on close,
yes, yeah, man.
Put your dreams in my care.
How the African girls them, how the English girls them.
Come let me tell you how you make me feel. You mean my life,
yeah, man.
On my mind. Feel like I'm near
heaven.
True, true blessings, straight from above. I'm gonna let you sleep away.
Jarabi in the remix by Daddy Moose of Sierra Leone, and before that, Siwo by Monique Seka of Cote d'Ivoire, and Wawando by George Dako of Ghana. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Later on in the show today, I'll be talking to a regular listener all the way in India, who is always listening to the African Beat, and I got hold of him, and that is Karuna Kantapal. So stay tuned for that when I'll be talking to Karuna Kantapal straight from India. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
The Voice of America.
Welcome back. Tubela is coming up right now. The Sound of Kekele featuring Nimboma of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Mahim by Jelly Sayon of the Republic of Guinea. But first, let's enjoy some cool and beautiful African music from the Democratic Republic of Congo. Tubela by Kekele featuring Nimboma.
Salisanga na katia bolingo oyo ata balobi na lingise yo lelo pibenga bolingo nyonso na pesa kio papa
Tubela po masumelo kwa biso tubela Tubela po masumelo kwa biso tubela
Nini na kopesa Nyonso salinga na yebie Na boyo distrere nga ye Opo inga pena movema Yanga fami pe bavarieo Lelo puve bango Sokyo pikinga na bomengo nini
Tubela kwa masumelo kwa biso tubela Tubela kwa masumelo kwa biso tubela
Sofisinga na motema Obosana nyuso na sala Elonga na komi Mwana mabepo Na nini nzambe
Tubela kwa masumwelo Kwa biso tubela Tubela kwa masumwelo Kwa biso tubela Tubela kwa masumwelo Kwa biso tubela
mponi no salinga boye ala limita bolingo ozokisinga na motema obosana nyonso na sala lelonga na komi mwana mabe mpona nini nzambe
tumela mpo masumuelo kwa biso tumela tumela mpo masumuelo kwa biso tumela
Now let's check this email right now which says hi my big brother David Vandy First of all, Happy New Year, because it is the first time to write to you. And please don't forget to send me my VOA program guide and all other VOA goodies. And hey, my CD compilation, I'll be waiting for it. And I'm also requesting a nice piece of music for my lover, Hypolite in Jamaica, Chad. This is from Monza Enoch. You live out there in Chad. Thank you very much, Monza. Jelly Sayon in Mahi and to Bela by Kekelea Nimboma of the Democratic Republic of Congo. You are listening to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Don't forget, when I come back, I'll be talking to one of my regular listeners, but he is in another part of the world, and that is all the way in India, and he religiously listens to The African Beat. That is Karuna Kantapal. So stay tuned for that.
The African Beat, with music of Africa. from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. You can also follow us via the internet. Go to www.voanews.com/African Beat. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vander here in Washington. And on the line to Evelyn Lodge, Asansol, West Bengal in India, I have a regular listener to the African beat, Karuna Kantapal, straight from India. Welcome to the African beat, Karuna.
Okay, the power of the beat in the African beat. David Vandy, host of United States of America in Washington, D.C. I love him very much. And he played my song, Stayin' Alive, in African language. So, last year. Now, this year, I request David to play the Osibisa album of Uzae Uzalama Kurua Kurua Kurua. David, okay,
that's a good one. Thank you.
I'm not listening to the radio. I'm downloading it and I'm listening to my computer.
So, Karuna, how did you come across African Beat?
I come across through the website. Nobody told me African Beat is there. Only later on says so many shows are coming. So previously only Border Crossing was downloadable. Okay. And the website is modified. That is very good.
Okay.
I don't know that the country songs are downloadable or not. I have not seen it.
All right. Have you ever been to any part of Africa?
No, never been. If you can give me the airfare, I will go and meet with you.
So how come you?
I can join in the your show as a technical advisor. I'm an electrical engineer. I'm doing computer. I have traveled Japan.
Okay.
In 1986, 6 months training in computer system engineer course. Japan government has spent a lot of money for me. That was the scholarship scheme.
Okay, so
I'm working in India and a steel company.
All right, Karuna, how come you love to listen to African music?
Because it's reaching to my heart. Because music is the medium of learning any language. I believe in that.
Do you listen to African beat with your family?
Family, yes, my son and wife. We are 3 years staying here. And my lot of family members, my father expired in 2007. My mother and three brothers and sisters are in North Bengal.
Okay, so
far away.
You want to say hello to them? Just greet them. Let them hear you.
Okay, this is very good. I wish all the best to everybody who are listening to African Beat. Not only to that, Voice of America, all the channels. Because Voice of America is pioneer. China cannot touch them. One language is less than Voice of America.
So, apart from African Beat, do you listen to any other programs on the Voice of America?
Border Crossing. Sometimes I search for the website. I am surfing the website.
Okay.
For my knowledge and experience.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Karuna Kantapal, from West Bengal in India, my regular listener to the African Beat.
Oh, please listen, everybody, who is listening to African Beat by David Vandy.
Thank you.
United States of America, from Washington, D.C. I'm from Asansol, West Bengal, India, Evening Lodge.
And from India, talking to Karuna Kantapal, let's now enjoy some music. He loves this one, Oja Awake. And right after that, I'll bring you Gutuke by the beautiful Juliana Kanyomozi, featuring Moses of Uganda. And right after that, High by Exile of Zambia. But let's take this one, I'll specially dedicate it to our listener all the way in West Bengal in India, Karuna Kantapal, and your entire family. Oja Awake by Osibisa of Nigeria.
Oja, anoma koliwa 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 anema koliwa anoma koliwa 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 anoma koliwa anoma koliwa 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 anoma koliwa.
Says, hello, David. Please play a nice piece of lovely music for my lovely baby, Beatrice Koliki. Tell her that I love her very much and God bless her. This is from Jeremiah Nitti of Sumanya, Ghana. Well, if you're listening, Beatrice, this one is specially for you from somebody who cares and loves you so much, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. pima, blood pressure. Happy me a gumbozi na mtima. Noni kunza if nezo kumwa mova. China seka noni yankati.
You know the crazy, you know the insane. Sini kaleza hangova ni satana kulie ni kwala no tv ni manzi imwe doctor patele. Chabe, my friend, soon afunde wakole wachabe. Wakole wachabe, my dear, hey, wakole wachabe. Soon afunde wakole wachabe, my dear, soon afunde wakole wachabe. Soon afunde wakole wachabe. Soon afunde wakole wachabe.
By Exile of Zambia, and before that, Gutuke by Juliana Kanyomozi featuring Moses of Uganda. And right at the top was Oja Awake. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, pushing and pulling the records for you. Don't go away. More music coming on this show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
Welcome again, the African Beat, coming to you live from the VOA in Washington, D.C. Cape Verde is going to be our next stop with George Neto in Abandonado. And right after that, Push and Pull by Rashihama of Namibia and Come to Me by Alpha of Rwanda and Bebe Cool of Uganda. In a special combination, I love this tune. But let's go to Cape Verde first with Abandonado by George Neto. And here we go right now.
The children live like Wall Street, vibing from the left ovals. Them are feeding from the dust. Everybody no blame somebody, when actually nobody takes the blame. Oh. All is scandalizing between the citizens. All is criticizing. That is the system, rule ya. Everything is push and pull.
Push and pull.
The system is a push and pull.
To me, wonderful music by Alpha of Rwanda featuring Bebe Cool of Uganda, and right before that was Push and Pull by Rashi Hama of Namibia and Abanonado by George Neto of Cape Verde. So with all of this, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And to my listener in Asansol, West Bengal in India, Karuna Kantapal, thanks for joining me on the line today. I am David Van Der here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
This is VOA News.